we got paid, I think, $10 to cut the grass front and backyard. Other than that, nothing much else. Just do well in school. That was primary expectation.
Right. Was there any official way that you split the chores between you and your brother?
I delegated chores to him since I was the elder sibling.
Were there any sort of special activities that you and your family would do that's kind of unique to your family?
Most of the ritualistic traditions I can think of revolve around holidays. I'll give you a couple examples. 4th of July, most of my family would be in town. We would all congregate at my granddad's house in Buckhead and go see the fireworks display at Lenox Square, plop out a blanket or two, and just hang out in Lenox Square and watch the fireworks. Also do the Peachy Road Race on July 4th. So that's July 4th tradition. To Christmas, pretty much the same. We would do luminaries, bags with candles in them outside on the driveway. A few houses in the neighborhood would do that, like a few days before Christmas or day of Christmas. My family would congregate again at my granddad's house in Buckhead and sort of all get together for a Christmas Eve thing. Brother and I would open a present at my granddad's house and then come back and have a big dinner, have a big lunch, rather, on Christmas Day with all of my family members in town. Yeah, I'll stop there for holiday traditions.
Did you often go to, like, city parks or areas to just kind of play around?
I'm glad you mentioned that. If there's one place I can associate with my childhood more than any other, it's probably the Roswell area parks, which I've grown up in since as long as I can remember, doing karate classes or swimming classes or arts and crafts classes or basketball camps or just recreation camps. I was actually planning on going back there today to play some basketball with some buddies of mine. So I grew up at Roswell Parks, running there with my dad, running there with my little brother on the trails, taking girls to the duck pond, feed the ducks when I was in high school, playing basketball at the gym sometimes 4 or 5 times a week during the summers in my high school years with my friends. So yeah, that's the one place in Roswell I would associate with my childhood more than any other.
Okay. Did you participate in, like, leagues for youth sports and stuff?
Yeah, I was in I started out with baseball, I think, or t-ball, I guess, eventually, baseball. I was pretty much the worst baseball player in the history of baseball. I think I was, like, a backup left fielder. I might have batted, like, 13th in the lineup out of 13 guys or something like that. So I didn't really pursue baseball as a future passion of mine. I think we moved to, I played basketball as long as I can remember. I was always pretty good at basketball. Some of my rec teams won championships, which, again, isn't saying a lot because it's just a rec championship league. But in high school, the big thing to do was to sort of make your own team with your friends and then play against other local teams. So a lot of kids who played basketball for the high school decided they didn't want to play basketball. They didn't want to play varsity ball. It was too much of a time commitment, too much work, too much whatever. And they would make their own teams, all get together and make their own teams and play in the rec league that we played in. So me and a couple of my friends who I knew through, I guess, some of the honors and AP classes would all get together and make our team. And turn out we were pretty good and sort of beat the pants off of everybody else from two out of our 3 seasons that we played in high school. So there was basketball, and then I played soccer up through 10th grade. I was never very good at soccer either, actually. I found my niche as a goalkeeper and did pretty well with that. And I played goalkeeper for the high school team for 2 years and then decided I didn't like it enough to continue.
All right. Did you have any